I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Huntsville Police Chief Lewis Morris says he's retiring on September 1st. Morris made the announcement during a news conference this morning. Huntsville City officials say West Precinct Commander Captain Mark McMurray will serve as interim police chief. Morris has served as police chief since April 2012. The announcement comes a day after 48-year-old Officer Brett Russell was convicted of federal excessive force and obstruction of justice charges for assaulting a suspect and filing a false report. Auburn University has entered in a new agreement with NASA and the Marshall Space Flight Center. APR's Alex Albuchon reports on the new opportunities it will provide to Auburn students.
Auburn University has entered into a Space Act agreement with NASA to explore and advance the applications of 3D printing. The act was signed yesterday by Dr. John Mason, Auburn's Vice President for Research and Economic Development, along with Patrick Sherman, Director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville. The agreement will allow Auburn students to engage in NASA's missions and opportunities, to develop new technologies, and to share NASA's facilities and technical expertise. Mason says the agreement will also allow Auburn students internship opportunities with groups like NASA and GE Aviation. The Marshall Center has used 3D printing to build and test rocket engine components and to manufacture parts for the International Space Station. I'm Alex Abishon, APR News.
The cannon at Fort Gaines will sound off once again at the 151st Battle of Mobile Bay Commemorative Day. The event will highlight the integral role of the fort and the sacrifice of the American soldiers from the battle. It will be held tomorrow from 9 to 5 p.m. Ralph Ullman is the blacksmith at historic Fort Gaines. He says their goal is to educate people on what took place here on the Gulf Coast in the Civil War.
To commemorate the sacrifice of the American soldiers from the Battle of Mobile Bay, we'll be shooting the cannons. Every 45 minutes, we'll have blacksmithing. There'll be some different reenactors doing soldier life and talking to the public.
Ullman hopes visitors will take a better sense of the tragedy of the war and a better idea of why the war took place. Guests can expect to see reenactments of soldier life and demonstrations on blacksmithing and musketry. Now let's get the latest weather forecast from WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast for this Friday evening, Friday night, includes mostly clear skies, a few storms along the Gulf Coast, the rest of the state dry and cooler, overnight lows in the upper 60s. For the weekend, lots of sunshine, humidity levels remain low, temperatures top out in the middle to upper 90s for Saturday and Sunday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
Currently 97 degrees in Mobile, 93 in Tuscaloosa, Selma and Montgomery, 91 in Florence, Jasper and Birmingham, and 90 degrees in Huntsville. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.